It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, Kevin Willard will join us in just about 35 minutes. That's coming up at 9:40. He's the head coach of the Terps. They're taking on the Gators Thursday night in San Francisco. The pregame starts at 7 p.m. on Team 980 in just a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to get into the Caps here. Big game tonight. Caps are at the Jets, two best teams in the entire NHL, two teams with the most points getting together. And we wanted to get some calls on this at 800-636-1067. Will you be bummed if Ovi doesn't break Gretzky's goal record this season? Does it matter to you if he doesn't get to 895?
I think obviously it would be super exciting. That means he would go on a little rush here, and I mean, it would be a great lift off into the playoffs. But on the other hand, I do think it would be awesome to have something to look forward to at the beginning of next season. It would be something you could build even more anticipation for over the summer months. So I could kind of be swayed either way. But certainly, what would be my preference? Preference is this year. But I don't think it's a catastrophe if he comes up, let's say, one or two short.
Can you imagine if he ties it this year and what the ticket sales for the first game for next year would be?
They'll be just out of control.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, it'll be crazy.
Is there another record where they include postseason goals? And where would he stand?
I would have to look that up.
Probably not that high
because they haven't had many deep runs.
Just curious. Well, I mean, it's got to be high because I'm not saying only postseason goals. I'm saying add his postseason goals to his other. Do you think he has 20 postseason goals?
He definitely has more than that.
I have no idea.
He's got to have way more than that. I mean, he had a boatload just in the year of the cup run
in
2018.
All right, so
I don't know how many off the top of my head.
All-time goals leader in postseason is Wayne Gretzky with 122.
All right, and how many does Ovi
have? Ovi has 72.
All right, so he has 72.
So he's 50 behind.
So if you add 72 postseason goals to his chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you have to add the 122 to Wayne Gretzky.
Right.
So he would have a 50-goal spread.
So he'd have a 50-goal spread. Okay.
Personally, I think it's great. Look, I'm getting greedy about the great chase because I'm going on the road next weekend to Long Island to see if he can possibly tie or break.
So you would definitely be disappointed.
No, I won't be disappointed because for me, it's always about
postseason.
The team doing well and the team making a deep cup run and maybe getting a second Stanley
See,
Cup.
See, Cakes knows it's coming, so it kind of doesn't matter to him when it happens.
It's coming either.
I mean, you would love for it to happen when you're there.
It'd be
watching,
great.
But yeah.
But again, that's selfish. Like, if you had your druthers, he breaks it at home at Capital One Arena in front of home fans.
Would you rather him break it at home this year or break it at home next year? Break it on the road this year versus break it at home next year. What would you rather have? Break it on the road this
break
year
it at home.
Or break it in, or just wait. Don't get that goal on the road.
Wait and break it at home.
Wait, break it at home next year.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Delayed gratification.
What about this idea? Let me throw this out. What if he breaks it this year, they go on a run, they're hoisting the cup, knock on wood, then he says, I'm Dunsky. So
fine.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't break the record? He's not going to say I'm Dunsky. He's gonna at least come back for another year.
Breaks record, lifts second Stanley Cup, and then rides off into the sunset.
If he did that this year. But what if he does? So you might want him to not break it, win the cup, and then you know you're going to get him back for another year. There's no way he retires if he's like two goals short.
No, of course not.
But there is a possibility that he breaks the record, wins the cup this year,
and
says,
walks.
You know what? There's no better time to walk.
I'd be completely fine with that.
You wouldn't want to see another year?
Hold on. You're telling me he breaks the record. He breaks Gretzky's
record. He would do anything for another cup.
And he wins the Stanley Cup in this season.
Yeah, but then you never see him play again.
Fine.
Versus.
Because he goes out completely on top.
No, but here's the other thing. Win the cup, but don't break the record. And then so you get the cup. That's all anybody really cares about. But if he doesn't break the record, you know he's coming back. I think I would rather him.
But
Cakes
would rather have the cup than the record.
Yeah,
right. We all would.
As long as we get the Stanley Cup.
Am I articulating the scenario correctly?
You're saying don't break it.
Don't
win the cup.
And then he's guaranteed to come back.
And then you know he's coming back. If he breaks it and he wins the cup, there is a percentage chance you never see him play again.
As long as we win a second Stanley Cup, I don't care if he plays one more second or 10 more years.
But if he wins the Stanley Cup and he doesn't break the record, he's definitely coming back.
Of course.
Yeah.
I prefer he breaks it next year.
He's not going to leave it with two or three goals and then just say, I'm going back to Russia.
Did I just wrap my brain into a pretzel?
Yeah. Hold on. Why would you not want him to break it and win the cup this year?
Because then he might not come back.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
he's
okay
just literally
that.
Going out as the greatest player.
Ending ever. I'm selfish. I'd rather
it's
see
the
him
greatest
play more.
That's the greatest storybook ending ever.
Yeah, I'd rather see him.
I love seeing him too.
I'd rather see him play another
year. Here's the best part. Here's the best uptick. They're in great hands. Look at the way the team has been built while Ovi is chasing his record. Like,
right.
It's not like Ovi would leave, and then all of a sudden the team just falls apart, and they're a bottom feeder.
No, I'm not saying they're going to fall apart. You get so much pleasure watching Ovi. Like, he's so
fun
to watch.
I've had 20 years of it. It's been a great run. I've enjoyed all 20 years of it.
I selfishly want more.
Here's why I think it will be a bummer if he doesn't do it in the next few weeks. It will get lost in the fall sports in October when he breaks the record. World Series,
so.
100%.
College football,
NFL.
Maybe nationally, but not locally. Maybe nationally, you might be right.
Well, yeah, I mean, care about nationally. I care about everyone talking about Ovi and him getting his credit that he's finally due or that he deserves. I mean, we in this town, we all know Ovi's great. He is appreciated here. I want Ovi to be appreciated all over the country.
I like how you want
to be recognized as one of the greatest hockey players of all time.
I think it's a valid argument.
Instead, they're going to be talking about Pitt versus Virginia Tech on Thursday Night Football.
Personally, I think his legacy is already cemented.
It's
like
seven.
He won a cup. He's going to be the top goal scorer of all time.
He needs 7 and 12 games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, let's touch the people.
All right. 800-636.
Would you be upset if he did not break it this year?
106.7.
Or at least tied it.
I think I'm going on record. I want him next year. I hear Drab's argument. There's some validity to that.
I'm starting to think he's not going to break it this year. Unless,
yeah, that's
unless
a good,
he goes,
that's a crazy run.
Two goals tonight, and then you're...
Unless he goes for two tonight in Winnipeg, like he's falling behind the pace.
Of course.
At this point.
Chris, what's up?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Hey, doing great. What do you think?
You know, I was actually on the other side until I just heard Drab. And his point makes perfect sense. I actually love the build up right now. I think if we can get it done this year, it's going to have so much more effect for hockey, whether it be here or nationally, than it would if it happened in the fall. So, Drab, you changed my mind.
Did I have you before Drabby? Did I have you?
Influencer.
Yeah.
Chris?
I was, kinda, because I have season tickets, and obviously I want to see it. So the beginning of next year would be great if it was a home game, but still, Drabby got me.
Okay. All right, he got
congrats,
you.
Congrats, Drab.
I think it was a good argument. I kind of agree with
I think
with
it's
Drab.
A good argument, but I'm not
I think there's also
convinced
more,
he's right.
I also think there's more flair if he passes it this year. There's a little more pizzazz. Like, let's say he finishes one short this year. That's a dud. Game
it's like
one
winning
or two.
Your 300th game in April. Yeah. It's not as big a deal.
If he comes up one short, yeah. I think I blame Cakes. Didn't
because
he,
the injury?
The injury
he jinxed him.
The injury jinx.
Yeah. Okay, it's my again, yep. My fault.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the Ovi deal.
I mean, just think about,
Juju would you be disappointed?
Just think about how long ago he would have already broken it if he didn't miss that
Yeah, he missed like 5 weeks.
Yeah. It was extended.
It was a sizable chunk of the season.
Marcus, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing this morning?
Hey, Marcus. Good, how are you?
Good. I guess I'm kind of a pessimistic about this one. Yeah, I would much rather him break it now. You know what I mean? Team's on a roll. He breaks the record. We get the Stanley Cup. I mean, it feels right to do it now because, you know, you kind of look till next year and this, what are we going to get next year? You know what I mean? Say he does, you know, not say he does. If he doesn't break it this year, of course, he'll break it next year. But say the team's not as good. And then he breaks it earlier in the season. And then what do you really have to look forward to the rest of the year?
Well, like why would the team drop off significantly next year? Aren't they kind of set up here to get on another little run?
Absolutely.
The way they've transformed the roster?
I would hope so. I'm just saying, this is just my mind thing. I want it now, and it's close now, and it's within reach now.
You could taste it.
I don't want anything weird to happen next year where we just have a fall off, and now he got the record, and we're just watching
what do you think? If he gets the record this year, which is very possible, mm-hmm. and they win a cup, which it may not be very possible, but it's certainly possible. Like, it's okay. Definitely, they're a major,
they're
going to
be the one seed.
They're one of the favorites, right?
Okay.
What's the likelihood he walks off and that's it this year?
I'll say this. I love nothing more than watching Alexander Ovechkin play. Right. I love nothing more than watching him play. I would be 110% satisfied if he got the record, got the cup, and rode off into the sunset.
It's a great way to go.
Play,
it is a great way to go, but you know what also is great?
$10 million.
Oh, $10 million
repeat.
And 900 goals. Because he's within reach of 900 goals, obviously. He doesn't want to leave it at 897, 898. He wants 900.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, then if he gets the 900, then what's going to stop us from wanting him to get the 920 or 950? It's just like a never-ending cycle.
I know, we're greedy. We want more.
Don't you think he could still do this for several more years?
Absolutely.
Seems like it.
But it's a loose comparison. But you know how boxers, they kind of keep going when their time's up. And then it kind of diminishes him a little bit. I don't want that to happen.
Okay.
He's great right now. And if he gets it, end it and just ride off, man.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. By the way, what do you think, Jason?
In his last 12 games, he's got 5 goals. So he needs, in the next 12, he needs 7.
Yeah.
So that's a really good run.
Do you think if he breaks it and he wins a cup, he's done? That's a perfect ending for him?
It's probably 50-50, but I would probably lean towards yes.
You think he's done?
How many young kids does he have?
Doesn't he just love it?
Does he have 2 young kids?
Two young boys.
He loves hockey. Look, yeah. If he retires,
there's no real
he's going to KHL.
There's no real story to go to 900 goals. There's no real story to that.
The only reason why he would do it, it would be to just keep, because he loves the playing for the Caps and being here in D.C. But if he retires, he's going to the KHL.
It would be a great way to go.
He's not going to quit playing hockey.
Nobody thinks that. No idea.
Well, the word is he's going to play. Eventually, he's going
to
play there.
He wants to go with Pootie Poot.
Well, he wants to play in
his homeland.
Well, somebody's going
to pay him $15 or $20 million a year to play
in his homeland.
In his old age, he would take that money.
Yeah.
There's no way he would turn that down.
But the odds of both of those happening this year are very small.
Right. All right, don't forget, coming up at 9:40, Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps. He's going to join us from San Francisco as the Terps are readying to take on the Gators Thursday night. That's coming up at 9.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour.
the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
40. You can check out the brand new Breaking Tea Terps Sweet 16 shirts in the fan shop, including Derek Queen inspired gear. So go shop right now at 1067. TheFanShop.com. Get outfitted for the Sweet 16, which is just a couple days away, Thursday night. Of course, the Terps take on Florida, 7:39 tip time, Thursday.
Thursday's a big day. Get Terps beanie, but you can go to the shop and get some more Terps gear.
You can, yes.
Courtesy of Breaking Tea.
Yes.
So 1067TheFanShop.com.
Do that.
So I mentioned this name to Drab earlier in the show, and he seemed familiar, and Mike Marr was familiar, but I saw a video the other day of online. Somebody claimed it to be DK Metcalf working out, right? Mm. The thing which grabbed me, it was clickbait, but it was like DK Metcalf going to be a monster in Pittsburgh or something, right? And it was this guy running next to a car, and the guy's shredded like DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out his name's Ashton Hall. Have you ever heard of Ashton Hall?
I know who he is because of the latest. Just being on Twitter. Like, you can't be on Twitter today and not see him or a takeoff on him and his video.
Is Ashton Hall like a draft prospect? Or?
No.
No, he's a fitness influencer who is completely shredded. And I got in a little rabbit hole. There's another guy that is maybe kind of similar to him in terms of physique, who does a bit where he just does day in my life and he just goes to Target and stuff. But this dude, Ashton Hall, I guess, is making tons of money. And his bit, at least what I have gathered from it, and I am new and the boys behind the glass can fill me in, he loves to dip his face in ice.
All right.
Like ice cold water, like a big bowl of
that. That I could do, by the way. I could never do the cold plunge. I know it's the trendiest thing on earth. Sorry, I'm too much of a wuss for that. I could put my face in ice water. My face,
why,
I could do it.
Why does he do this?
I think it's supposed
just
to
be part of his fitness routine. His, I guess his daily, this is like his daily ritual.
I think you could get some of the same benefits that you get from the full body stuff if you submerge your head.
He does the mouth tape bit.
It reduces inflammation.
I don't know. What is the mouth tape bit? I don't understand.
That
other
is
than stopping flaming. I don't understand.
That is something that has become trendy the last year where people sleep with a piece of tape. I don't know. It's so that you don't breathe with your mouth. You breathe with your nose.
Mm, okay.
That would be scary.
I don't know what the benefits are.
Right.
But there's got to be some people that are arguing that there are benefits.
What else does that is a sleep apnea mask. Because I basically have to just breathe through my nose when I sleep. So that's basically the same sort of bit.
What happens, by the way, I'm just dumb. What happens when you're congested?
You got to clear out your sinuses as best you can.
You still sleep with the mask?
Yeah. So if I open my mouth while the mask is on, the mask makes a horrible noise. It goes, and then it would wake up the entire neighborhood when you just can't have it.
Yeah, I couldn't tape my mouth when I went to sleep.
How many mornings do you just
go and die?
It's just so uncomfortable. You just pull it off and sleep the last couple hours I usually wake up with it on.
Every once in a while, I'll just be like, just pull it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm frustrated with it. For the most part, I'm just used to it at this
point. When you don't sleep with it, I know you don't necessarily take it on the road when you sleep at MGM National Harbor. Now, you'd have to have somebody monitoring you, but do you have the sleep apnea characteristics? Are you waking up a bunch of time?
Not that I can tell, no.
Because I think I've grilled you about this for 20 years. You potentially had sleep apnea. They gave you a mask, but you never did a follow-up to even find out if you had it.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
He may not have sleep apnea. He's been using a mask.
Why'd you get the mask? You did an endorsement for him or something? Was it an endorsement deal?
No, I went and did a sleep test. And
so
they
did a sleep test?
Yeah.
Right, they gave you the mask. They probably found it. I remember
just years ago.
No, I think you were complaining because he had lost weight at one point and was really fit. And you were like, you probably don't even need it anymore. That was the argument.
But I think he also had a follow up that just never did. Like the follow up was
possible. I blew it off. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, he might have sleep apnea.
It kind of soothes me when I go to sleep.
This guy, Ashton Hall, did he play sometime? Did he play
college football, low level college football?
He's jacked. You talk about Juju having a million followers.
Yeah.
He's got 9 million.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's a lot.
So what was your file? You guys seem to know who he was. Should we know who he is?
No. He's just some loser guy on him. Most of those are probably bought, paid for followers.
Yeah.
There's no chance that really 9 million people are following him. But he's got
I don't know, man. That's a lot.
Yeah,
a lot to buy.
He's become the joke of the internet.
He's the joke of the internet. He's got Escalates following him with film crews, watching him sprint down the sidewalk, and
he's waking up at 3:30 in the morning and doing nothing.
Can you fake likes though? Okay, you could buy followers, but he's got 2.6 million likes on one of his. I mean, can you fake that? I don't know.
Well, that's the latest one that's gone super viral, where everyone's making fun of him because his morning routine of waking up at 3:50 and dunking his face in water and rubbing bananas all over his skin. For 4 hours.
One's got 4.4 million.
And the water that he's dunking his face in comes in this fancy blue bottle.
That's a sponsorship.
Yeah. He's not just pouring regular tap water in.
Grab it. He's got quite a few posts with millions of likes. And I know you could buy followers. I don't know if you could buy likes. I mean, maybe you can.
Well, I got in this rabbit hole because now I'm forgetting the guy's name, but there's another guy that's a similar physique that does a day in the life videos where he's just going into Target shopping.
That sounds like something I would never, ever want
to
watch.
But just getting back to Ashton Hall for a second. So it makes sense. I follow all these golf guys, right? These golf influencers and golf instructors. And one of these guys did a day in his life. And he did it. And I was like, why is he? And it was all the gym stuff. And it was burying his face in the ice. Yeah. And so he was doing
they're mocking him because the influencer lifestyle has taken over all of these social media outlets,
right.
Mm-hmm. And they're just mocking him because what he's doing is not real life. And so that's why he's become the joke of Twitter and the joke of whatever.
He might be the joke, but he's getting the last laugh as far as I'm concerned. He's making a boatload of money.
You're intrigued by him. Everyone's making fun of him.
I know, but I like to be my own person, Drab. I think he's getting the last laugh.
Yeah, I would.
Well, of course he's wealthy.
He's cashing
in. He's monetizing it.
Yeah, he's cashing in.
Well, how is he cashing in?
You can't have this many followers and not cash in. I mean, these JP says, he's doing all these endorsements. He's cashing in.
Hold on, what endorsements?
Well, certainly that water or whatever he's put in there is an endorsement.
I don't know if that's an endorsement or not.
Water.
Okay. You put it this way. You could have 10,000 followers and make money. He's got 9 million. He's cashing in.
I know, but just because you have 9 million followers doesn't mean people just hand you money.
No, but...
Well, I know my daughter has far less than 9 million, and she's making a good living.
I know, but JP, do people hand her money just for having followers?
No, she gets
no,
brand.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do it. No, you do it for, of course. I don't think people just
that's
give
why
you
that
money.
Water's most likely a brand deal.
I'm sure he's rich. It doesn't matter. Everyone's mocking him and making what a goofball he is.
But
he,
you know what?
He takes it so seriously, yeah, and nobody cares.
Bit. That's his bit.
All right, you follow him. I'm telling you why he's viral. You're asking us because everyone's making fun of him.
Well, what I was going to say is there's a. I wish I wrote down the guy's name. I thought his name was Jeffrey Walls, but it's not. And it said that there was a rivalry, and I went down this rabbit hole, and there was this guy who basically was a year ago. Was being grilled kind of like Ashton Hall is now, being made fun of. Mm. And then somehow the social media world turned the corner and they're down with his day in the life going to Target. I mean, you guys bring up the guys that go boom, boom.
The Costco guys.
I mean, you're telling me that's not a goofy bit?
Oh, it's one of the
does
worst.
He have,
it might be the worst bit on Twitter.
I don't know this.
But they're still all over the place.
Does he have a YouTube? Because there, you don't even have to do anything. You just get money. Now, Instagram's different. It's got to be like brand deals, as far as I understand.
I think the Costco guys gave the Crab 5 five big booms, Valdez. I think I saw that on Twitter.
Yes, gross. He has almost 3 million subscribers on YouTube.
All right, he's killing it there, then, for sure.
It's also not like some independent thing. He's got a whole machine pushing him.
For sure.
This is all 9 million followers in like 6 months. It's mm-hmm. I don't know.
There's something amiss here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, maybe something's amiss, but how do you get, like, some of these videos have like 6 million likes. You can't buy likes that I'm aware of. Mar, are you aware of a way to buy likes?
I mean, you can't really buy the engagement, but you can buy like bots to spam comment, like, you know, 50 comments of the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way this is real. I mean, there's no way this dude wakes up every single morning at 3 o'clock, you know, stands on the balcony for an hour. Also, when he goes to his notebook, he's on page one of his journal.
Yeah, he's
journaling.
That's
a big red flag there.
He's but journaling. Isn't everybody sort of in this space? They're kind of, I mean, everybody understands it's like kind of almost make-believe, these influencers. I mean, I don't think it makes him different than any of these other ones. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the hatred that you guys have for him.
Yeah, why do you guys seem, Valdez, to revere the Costco guys but have hatred towards this guy?
What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Maybe you don't. Trab seems to have a little venom towards Ashton Hall.
I don't know. I don't care about Ashton Hall at all, but he's also pushing, he's selling you his body and that you can be like him, and it's all fake. That's why everyone's mocking him.
All fake?
The dunking your face in ice bath and the banana peels and getting up early and look how successful I am. I'm such a stud.
But isn't that what Mark Wahlberg does too? He posts videos of waking up in his routine.
I don't know. I like Mark Wahlberg because he was awesome
man.
In Shooter.
Come lift with me, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have the same venom for him, but I do understand that people are.
We don't have
him.
Venom for him. JP can't stop talking about him. He's in here every commercial before the show saying, let's talk about Ashton Hall.
I'm sure that wouldn't have been on the outline unless JP said, let's talk about
him. Of course not.
You guys need to slap the tape on his mouth so he stops talking about Ashton Hall.
We're trying to explain why he's so viral right now, and you think we hate him. He's being mocked.
I thought Ashton Hall was a dorm somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. When it was, I saw it on the outline, I was like, I don't know what that is.
I thought
is.
It was a dorm on one of the in Maryland's campus.
Like Taws Hall?
I don't know. I know if I dunk my face, I'm not going to get jacked. you'd have to be a moron to think
first
that.
Of all, you need to probably take some roids, and you would need to be in the gym 3 hours a day to look like that dude.
Yeah.
And also, don't eat anything. Starve yourself, I would guess, is probably a good tip too. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to a guy who I'm sure doesn't know who Ashton Hall is. Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps. They're taking on the Gators in the Sweet 16, and he will join us next. This portion of the Junk's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. Scheduled to join us is Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps, who are in San Francisco. Sweet 16 game is Thursday night. By the way, the pregame starts at 7 p.m. on Team 980 on Thursday. If you're listening on the radio, that is the place to listen. Mm. So hopefully he will join us shortly.
This is a small window for him if he's like backed up doing interviews or whatever. We could get boned.
I mean, you never know. 6:42 San Francisco time.
So early, yeah. I mean, his body doesn't probably feel that way, but.
But he strikes me as a guy who doesn't do a lot of sleeping in.
I don't think many coaches do.
Up nice and early.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a Division I coach.
Especially now.
Yeah, like that sleeps
like a Division I coach sleeps until 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
That's not probably really doesn't exist. That's not really a thing.
Yeah, probably not.
In season, not a thing.
Probably
right
ever.
Before the biggest game of his life, right. Arguably, not a thing.
It's a lifetime ago, but do you remember the early years of the show when we were at nights? What was your average wake-up time?
Oh, I mean,
pre-kids.
10.
Now, you had a kid early. Like, when I had no kids.
Yeah. Probably 11.
Yeah, I was waking up like 10:30.
I would come home because I was a...
I don't know, maybe a little earlier.
This is when we first had DirecTV, and I would watch like Lamar Odom play for the Clippers.
Oh, right? Yeah, I would... I know.
Stay up until...
Would you're home, a different person.
I would be watching West Coast Hoops.
Yeah.
And I'd stay up until 2 something.
I would probably go to bed early because I had a kid and my wife was off to work in the morning.
Once I had Mad Dog, I was up early.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you were playing PlayStation with me. Whatever we had, Cakes and I carpooled for a while.
Well, that was just dumb.
And then he would drop me off at my house. He would, because I was more on the way to Fairfax. So we would play ping pong sometimes.
Yeah.
And I remember... Sometimes, you know, we were coming on after Don and Mike, and we were supposed to start at 7, but sometimes it was 7:30, 7:45. Cakes would be like, let's run it back.
Yeah,
like, sure. Hey, we should go. We'd play ping pong, and then at night, we would play, I want to say it was like Joe Montana's
it
football
might have been,
or something.
Yeah, I can't remember. Something on like would, a Sega he Genesis.
He would call his wife and go, I'm gonna leave right now.
Yeah, I was like
he'd
a crackhead.
Hang up.
I was like a crackhead.
He'd
like,
hang up.
A hit of crack.
It was like 12:30 at night, and you go, let's run it back.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Just think about all the things that are on our minds as we're falling asleep. Can you imagine what's on K-Dub's mind as he's trying to fall asleep in the hotel out in San Francisco?
I mean, there's no doubt.
Florida, portal, other stuff.
Yeah.
This is the biggest game of his professional life.
Villanova, is that
right?
What you're saying? Yeah. Other stuff?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, a lot of stuff going
future
on in his
Maryland
mind.
Program.
There's no way he's sleeping well. He's got so much on his mind.
What are they reporting out of Villanova? I know, like, from Maryland's perspective, it seems like since this AD thing is, well, it's not settled. They don't have the new AD, but Damon has left for SMU.
He gone.
What are the people in Villanova saying? Is Kevin Willard still the number one target?
I don't know. I don't know anybody at Villanova.
Yeah, I've not had my ear to the street for Villanova news.
Until he inks the new deal, every time, every win,
everything
just makes
is possible.
His price go up even more.
I would think so.
You know?
Might want to get that deal locked in.
And this is by far the biggest game of his career, right?
Yeah, he's never been to the Sweet 16 before now.
Yeah.
This is the biggest game.
Got a chance to knock off the 1-1?
Yes.
Whew.
I mean, this is a rumor, but it's some guy named Barry Trammell.
All right.
Villanova.
Allen's brother.
Alan Trammell's
yeah,
brother?
He's related.
What is he saying?
I don't know. I just see some name, Barry Trammell. Who's on Villanova's list to be the next head coach?
Right.
I guess Maryland's staff is trying to get a hold of Willard at this point.
Right. Of course.
Understandable.
So he was sleeping so hard. Contrast to what
well,
I said.
Well, if I'm him, I'm taking at least 10 millis of the melatonin. I mean, I definitely have melatonin right next to my bed.
Yeah, like, but like
he,
I do.
100%. He probably is not that interested in sleep. Like he's probably sleeping like 3-4 hours tops. Right.
I'm going to put him on more than 3 or 4 hours. Like you can't really function very well if you're on 3 or 4 hours of
he's
sleep.
He's all adrenaline right
I'm
now.
I'm going to say he's 5.5 to 6.
He's locked in. They're all over the film. He's locked in on his guys. Like you say, all the other stuff you got off the court stuff you gotta do. He's probably talking
about stealing Loxley's bit, locked in.
He's locked in.
He's gotta get players for next year.
Yeah.
Those kids are already on the list.
He's talking to donors.
That's his stat. Like that's one I have to delegate to my staff.
Well,
I'm prepping for Florida.
I'm sure there are other people involved.
Yeah.
But he's got to say.
He's gotta worry about the money. Make sure all the money's coming in so you can pay the players.
Actually, those jobs are a nightmare. Like, it's awesome. You make a ton of money.
Yeah, no wonder he wants to be handsomely compensated because he's doing a lot of work.
Yeah, it's so much stress. I mean, it's just a nightmare.
Juggling a lot right now.
You got the pressure to win.
Yep.
The pressure to recruit. You got the freaking pissed off alums.
I would say that you're trying to convince Derek Queen to stay, but he's, I mean, he's not staying.
Dude, the way they're talking about him, he'd be an idiot to stay.
I was grasping, like,
me too.
As recently as about a month ago, like, well, maybe Derek Queen will stay if somebody gets in his ear and tells him to stay in College Park, because he'll be a higher pick if he comes back. I mean, could I sound more naive and dumb?
No.
That guy's going. You're seeing him play his last college games.
Dude, I think he's going to be, up there.
Let me look at NBADraft.net, see where he's being projected at this point.
Originally, he was like late 20s, but I think I've seen some as high as like 10.
I see him 22. This was updated, though, February 19th.
Oh, yeah. That's been an eternity ago. That's an eternity ago. After the... He's going to be in demand.
Drabby, we've got 7 minutes. It probably is not even worth it.
Well, maybe B-Mitch.
We'll try
to reschedule. Finley will have them.
I mean, there's nothing we can do. We'll set up through there.
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying.
Department.
Yeah. It's just a tough window. We've got too many questions for him for 6 minutes.
Latest NBADraft.net has Derek Queen 16 to the Hawks.
And that's as of the 20th. Okay, as of a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Is that after the shot? That's not. It's before. I think it's gone up a few.
Maybe it's surprised. Climbing.
I'm surprised they have Knupel, the kid from Duke, in the top 10.
He can shoot it.
I know he can stroke
it. Didn't they have three guys in the top 10 when I saw at one point?
Yeah.
Obviously, Coop, Knupel, and I don't even know the third guy's name. Was it Wade or something?
I only see two.
I thought there was a third guy.
Kamon Malak is listed at 24 to Orlando.
Oh, okay.
7'2", 250 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, he's so long.
The big kid in Florida that hasn't played, you know, all year, the 7'9 kid, Olivier or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's allegedly the biggest teenager in the world.
Hmm.
At 7'9.
Okay. 7'9.
And I think what I read is that he's actually a walk-on. But he's trying to get NIL money and capitalize on his fame.
If you're 7'9 and you're a walk-on, you're nubs.
Do you know how hard it is to be coordinated?
It's a huge project.
Sorry, like
wasn't he at IMG or not last year? I think it was at IMG, right?
Yeah. I saw a video this morning of a 13-year-old who's 7'3", and it looked like he was playing, you know, county basketball like we play, just swatting guys. But he looks so uncoordinated.
There's some Asian woman that's like that. Have you seen her? She playing like a pro league in China.
I have not seen her.
And she's like, I mean, she's legit. Like 7+.
Yeah, that's what makes Wemby special is that he's coordinated doing it.
I won't even watch Pacers Heat. You think I'm watching women's Chinese basketball?
No, this is a stupid reel. You see it for 5 seconds.
He's definitely not going to watch Juju.
Yeah.
Oh, you think when Cake sees a Juju, he just goes swipes over it real quick? He's not interested.
A women's hoops reel? It would never make it on my algorithm.
Yeah, you might be surprised sometimes.
He only does poker on his algorithm. He said it many times.
Poker? Fantasy football, terrorism.
What about jugs? Those are no jugs. Like
I just don't do reels a lot. But if there were reels on my phone, it would
like
be.
Valdez has those a ton of jugs on his.
Well, the Twitter algorithm's the same.
You'd be very surprised. All of my reels are golf instruction.
Okay. No, I get that. So those I have millions
golf
too.
Golf instruction.
But
from
I also
thoughts.
Have like some girl from like Turkey who wears like Daisy Dukes, and she like rides a skateboard or she jumps off a freaking building.
No, I'm telling you, it's all golf.
Yeah. No, I got a mix.
I don't pollute my algorithm.
I don't know, man. I'm heterosexual. If I see a woman jumping on a trampoline, jugs, probably going to watch it.
By the way, it did make we talked about Tony Hawk earlier in the show. I felt very old when I saw Tony Hawk on TV, not hyping up like a skateboarding video or a video game.
What was
he was hyping up like some sort of medication for old people. Because Tony Hawk is old now.
Is he doing prostate stuff?
I think it's called. No, it's like some sort of supplement.
Like
he's hyping up like a supplement.
That's like the number one thing. The number one old man.
Is he
old
older than
thing.
Us?
Tony Hawk?
Probably a year or two.
He's around our age.
I think he's a year or two older.
You know, since you're talking about things that went viral.
2 years older.
Did you see the University of Georgia girl that's gone viral for being arrested a couple times?
I did not.
Because she kind of.
What is she doing?
I'm not good at knowing which Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue person, but she maybe, I'm going to throw out Elle McPherson, you say, no, right. That's, but she's very attractive and she's smiling in her mugshot, and she got arrested for, I want to say it was loitering.
Okay.
And then speeding.
Uh-huh. Loitering's a weird thing to get arrested
for. But it's crazy
for.
How things can just blow up. Like yeah. This girl's, you know, I mean, like the well, Hakuta chick.
Because she's got a pretty mugshot.
Yes.
That's the reason. Jeez.
Has Hawk Tua, has her 15 minutes of fame run out?
I haven't heard anything.
I think when she rug pulled everybody, it really hurt
when
the brand.
When she rug pulled people for her crypto coin?
It really hurt the brand.
Yes. Not good branding.
I'm not sure. Is she still doing her pod?
How would I know?
She was getting like pretty good guests because she had, you know, hooked up with a good company.
I'm going to guess her 15 minutes is pretty
done.
Close to up.
Done?
Pretty close to me.
Mar, or do you know what's the latest with Hawk Tua?
Well, I'm looking it up right now on Apple Podcasts. The last episode she posted was December 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
Might be over.
Yeah, it's officially
it's
over.
She got murdered for the rug pull. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and assume she didn't even know what she was doing.
She probably just, somebody probably went to her and said, you want to make a bunch of money quick? She said, yeah, sure, let's do it. And then all of a sudden, she's caught up in this big crypto
scam. Well, they might
scam.
Even have said you can make a lot of money, but didn't, and maybe quick, but maybe she didn't realize how she was scamming people.
Right.
What was her second catchphrase? Valdez would play the clip from time to time.
Something about the hole. Is it something about a hole?
Yeah. Oh, what's, yeah, good what's good for the soul is
always good for the hole.
Yeah, what's good, yes.
Just so bad.
What's
please
good
make
for the hole
away.
Is good for the soul.
Yeah, what's
maybe?
Not? Yeah, what's good for the hole isn't good for the soul. Something like that.
She can go away. Her boyfriend Pookie can go away. Bye.
I was actually okay with her. I didn't have hostility.
Is this the girl you're talking about that was arrested? This girl right here.
Yeah.
It's just
there was a Harvard football player in the car that got arrested too. For drinking underage.
He's not hot. So yeah,
he's definitely not hot.
No, I know that, but I mean, what's a Harvard football player doing with the University of Georgia girl?
He's trying to get lucky.
He's
what he's doing.
What he's doing.
Yeah. If I had a mugshot, mine would just be horrible, just like all the other
wouldn't
pictures
be great.
Of me. I mean, there would be no threat of me being like a hot felon.
Wouldn't be a glamour shot.
Remember that one guy that's like a model now?
Yeah.
All right,
we got to get out of here. We are done for the day. Hopefully, we'll have Kevin Willard on tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.